From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israeli police say a dozen people are hurt following fighting today in Arab East Jerusalem. Palestinian youths threw rocks at Israeli police officers and set tires on fire. They're enraged over an Israeli government plan to build new housing for Jews in Arab East Jerusalem. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman. He says Israeli authorities tried to respond to the unrest as best they could.
Altogether, we've used the minimum amount of force at the different points where there have been disturbances that have turned into riots.
The decision to build the housing has taken on more international attention. Israel first decided to announce the news about the controversial building as U.S. Vice President Joe Biden visited Israel to press for renewed peace talks between Palestinians and Israelis. The government says builders got started on fewer houses last month. Housing starts in the U.S. dropped nearly 6%. Danielle Carson reports part of the problem was back-to-back snowstorms in the Northeast.
Housing starts are important because of their ripple effect in the economy. Building requires financing, buying construction material, and hiring workers. Raymond Stone, an economist with Stone and McCarthy Research Associates, considers February's decline a blip. He says the housing sector is slowly crawling out of a three-year slump in spite of Mother Nature's setbacks.
Northeast starts fell 9.6%, so they accounted for a larger percentage drop than the national average. So we can attribute some of the weakness to the snowstorms. What do we take away from this? It is certainly not a robust recovery that appears to be stalling a bit, but this is a slow process.
Stone says builders' financing struggles are stalling the recovery, especially for houses that are on spec, meaning they're not already sold. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Inspectors have turned up problems at a nuclear power plant in Ohio. As Karen Schaefer reports, this plant has had problems before with reactor equipment.
Workers performing routine inspections during a refueling outage at the Davis-Bessey nuclear plant near Toledo have found signs of cracks in 13 of the nozzles that let control rods into the reactor. Failure of control rods can lead to nuclear accidents. In 2002, plant owner First Energy discovered a football-sized hole in the reactor head caused by acid leaking from cracked nozzles. First Energy replaced the damaged head, and inspections have turned up no problems until now. The company says it will finish testing all 69 control rods later this month, then begin repairs. But federal regulators want to know what caused the cracking to occur in just 6 years. They're concerned about the nation's 69 other reactors of similar design. For NPR News, I'm Karen Schaefer.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 26 points at 10,668. The Nasdaq is up 10 at 2372. This is NPR. The top U.S. military official in Iraq says the situation there is fragile. General David Petraeus has told senators the challenges facing Iraq are so great, everything achieved could be lost. He warns of this particularly as Iraq struggles to form its next government. Iraqis recently held a vote to choose members of their new parliament. Every year, about 1 million Americans are diagnosed with skin cancer, according to federal estimates. Now a study in the Archives of Dermatology says that may be an underestimate. NPR's Patty Naiman has more.
Harvard researchers developed a mathematical model to estimate the prevalence of non-melanoma skin cancer. This type of cancer attacks skin cells in tissue. Melanoma attacks skin cells that make pigment. Based on the model, researchers estimate 13 million Americans had skin cancer by 2007, an incidence far higher than what's reported to federal officials and five times higher than breast or prostate cancer. In another study, researchers say the number of procedures used to treat skin cancer among Medicare recipients increased nearly 80% over just 14 years. Earlier research, however, does raise questions about the number of skin cancer cases diagnosed and suggests doctors are performing unneeded biopsies and diagnosing skin cancer inappropriately. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
Embattled golfer Tiger Woods says he'll return to the professional circuit next month at the Masters tournament. Woods left the Pro Tour last November after news surfaced about many affairs the married golfer had had. Woods says after a necessary break, he's ready to start his season again. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.